We're in Simen Shin Yud Ches. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel, and we'll be doing from Yud Gimel through Tes Vav. Sif Yud Gimel. Muter liton kiton shel mayim o shel shar mashkin bekli sheni sheyesh bo mayim chamin aval bekli rishon osur. We've already learned the halachas that a kli rishon, even not on the fire, has the ability to cook, so you couldn't go add anything to your kli rishon. Pouring from a kli rishon onto something raw would be aser, because irui is also mavashal, whereas a keli sheni is not mavashal. We are choshish for what's called kali abishal, things that may cook in a kli sheni, and anything but water, oil, and spices we're choshish for. Now the Mechaber says, muter liton kiton shel mayim o shel shar mashkin bekli sheni sheyesh bo mayim chamin. If you have a pot that has in it water or some other liquid, and you'd like to put that into a keli sheni in the pot, means you want to submerge a pot in a pot. Sheyesh bo mayim chamin, in order that it warm it up. So the halacha is in a keli sheni that's mutter, aval bekli rishon aser. It is aser in a keli rishon. So the Mishnah Brura says that if you're talking about a pot that has so much cold water in it, and you're submerging that into a pot that has a little bit of hot water, in a way that it'll never get to Yad Soledes, the halacha is that it's mutter. Now, what's called a kli rishon, what's called a kli sheni? So the Mishnah Brura here mentions that if you submerge something into a keli, it gets its halacha. Meaning, what happens if you use a serving spoon, a ladle? You put a ladle into your pot. He says, and this is based on a Taz in Yoredeya, that if you submerged it into the pot, then it itself, the ladle, gets a din of a kli rishon. Pouring from the ladle will be iri kli rishon and not iri kli sheni. Certainly, if you left it in there for things to get heated up within the pot, that means the ladle got heated up even more within the pot. We found that the Mishnah Brura was megal with this bitziruf, the question of bishul acharafia. Means even though we're machmer not to put challah into a kli sheni, if you got to that kli sheni by way of a ladle, he allowed you to consider the ladle there a kli sheni and your bowl a kli shlishi. Siv Yud Dalet. Yeah, now in Yud Gimel yet, in warming something up. So that's the case. The question is, how does one warm up a baby's bottle on Shabbos? So what you can do is take the baby's bottle. It's got, if what it has in it is a liquid that was not cooked before, then you're allowed to go submerge the bottle in a pot that is a kli sheni. That means that you take hot water from an urn, put it into a pot or a bowl, and then put the baby bottle into that. That would be mutter. Whereas into a kli rishon, even shelo ala esh would be aser. How about irui? How about putting your baby bottle in a bowl and pouring directly from the urn onto that? So we said that irui is mevashel kedei klipa, it cooks the outer surface. So the poskim say that in a case of liquid in a baby bottle, the bottle is the outer surface, and you can't cook that. You're not melting it. Therefore, they say that it would even irui would actually be permissible there. Sif Yud Dalet. Muter liton kito shamayim o sham mashkin keneged ha'esh lahafik tzinoson, ubavad sheyitnim rochik me'esh b'inyin shein yochol leschamim bo somokom ad shtei ha'yad soledes bo. You are allowed to go and warm up water or anything else near a fire as long as it's so far away that it couldn't possibly ever reach Yad Soledes bo. What is Yad Soledes? Pirish mischamemes v'nichves. Your hand runs away from it, you know, as you will draw your hand from it because it's going to feel like it's about to burn. Da'inu mokum shekreso shel tinok nichves bo. That is where the stomach of a child would get burnt. The reason he's choosing that is because with adults, depending on how desensitized your fingers are, it could be your fingers can take a lot of heat. Avol, also lekarvo le'esh l'makom sheyochol leschem kedei sheyad soledes bo. You're not allowed to bring it near the fire in a place that it could cook if you'd leave it there. It could become yad soledes. Even to place it there temporarily is aser. Kibin sheyochol is bashal sham. We're afraid that you'll forget it there and it'll actually cook. So you're only allowed to put it in a place where even if you forgot it there, it would not cook. it wouldn't become yatzal ledes. Hagav wadin beperus hashad varma necholin kamoshen chayin. The Ramah says that the same goes for food, for fruit even, that is eaten, it could be eaten raw. Nevertheless, you cannot put it near the fire in a place where if you forget it, it's going to end up baking, kamachol ben drosoi. Even though that's not your kavana, as a gzera. Now here in the Shaar Tzion, he goes into something that I brought up at the beginning of the Simen, and that is the machlokas, the Mishtabur, Rabbi Kivi Eger Pshan, and the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's no bishul d'oraisa in anything that can be eaten raw, something that is ein sarach bishul. Rabbi Akiva Eger therefore says that if you bake an apple on Shabbos, l'fi the Rambam, you're potter. The Mishnah Berurah argues, and he says that the Rambam was only referring to something that doesn't even, whose quality does not even improve by way of cooking. And his proof is, because the Rambam says that if you heat up water, then you're chayiv. Water does not need cooking. According to the Mishnah Berurah, then, there is Bishul D'oraisa, even something that is Nechol Chai. Now, this is all in the Shitas HaRambam. There are other Rishonim that hold that there's definitely Bishul, even in something that's eaten raw. The Ramah seems to be paskening that even something that can be eaten raw, there's Bishul D'oraisa, because he's making the Gzeira of not placing it in a place where you may forget it and it'll cook. If this were Drabonon, it's not clear that he would make such a Gzeira. The Mishnah Berurah says that you are allowed to put a dry towel near a fireplace to warm it up, even though if you forget it there, it'll burst into flames, because you probably will not. And even if you did, then it was certainly an Eino Miskaven. In all cases where you place something near the fire, we're going to see that you have to distance it a bit. In this case, you're distancing it so much that it wouldn't get Yatzal Edesbo. But that's because we're afraid of Bishul. We're going to see, even if there's something that there's no Shash Bishul in, you'll have to distance yourself a little bit so you shouldn't come to stoke the coals. Sif Pesvav. Dovershin is Bashal called Tsarko, something that's fully cooked. Vuhu Yavish. And it's dry, she'in bo morok, it does not have any liquid, it does not have any gravy. Mutter lanicho keneged hamadura, you can put it near the fireplace. Afilu b'mokum she'yatzal edesbo, because it's ein bishol achar bishol, it's a davar yavish. So you can place it near the fireplace. Now, if you're talking about placing it by the oven, you couldn't do that, because it's mechzikim avashal, it looks like you're cooking. But by the fireplace, that's not a place to cook. So it's mutter to put there, but the Mishnah Berurah says it shouldn't be too close to it, so you shouldn't end up stoking the coals. Now, this is only when you're dealing with a solid. A liquid, there we already said there's a chash of bishol achar bishol. Says the Ramah, Hagav afilin itztanin kvar, something that's mavushal, a solid that is mavushal called sarko, even if it's cold, you're allowed to heat it up, kenegan hamadura. Aval imu roteach, what happens if it's still hot? Afilu bedavar sheyesh bo marak mutter. If it's still yatzal edesbo, even if you're dealing with something that has liquid in it, the halachi is that you're allowed to heat it up near the fireplace. V'yesh makilin lomer, the chol she'in nosno al gabi yeshu akiram ramesh rak samach lo, afilu nitztanin mutter. There are some who say that even if it cooled off, ein bishol achar bishol balach, to put it in the stove, you couldn't because of a mechzi kemavashal. It looks like cooking, but if you're talking about samuch, it's kenegan hamadura. It's not in the fireplace; it's outside the fireplace. So there, as long as it was cooked, even though it would cool down completely, this is the sheet of ein bishal achar bishal balach, says the Ramah. The minig Ashkenaz is to be makel if it didn't cool down completely. So the shail of bishul achar bishul balach, where it didn't cool down completely, where we hold that it's not, there seems to be a machlokis, the Mishnah Berurah and others. The Mishnah Berurah shita is that really we paskin yesh bishul achar bishul balach, but the reason is because the initial bishul is bottle. If it's not nitzdan in legamri, then the initial bishul is not bottle. And therefore we say in bishul achar bishul. However, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it would come out that if it wasn't etzdan legamri, there's a chash of bishul daraisa. The Chazon Ish, and it seems like Rav Moshe also holds that way, says that it's just this is a minig lahachmir. Really, we hold ein bishalach or bishal balach. It's a minig lahachmir as a gzera to something that was not cooked before. But really, we hold ein bishalach or bishal balach, even if it cools down completely, there's no bittel on the original bishal. The nafkamin is, if something cooled off completely, are we dealing with a daraisa or a darabonon? Now, there's one other inyan here that's quite important. The Bir Halacha raises a question. It says here that you're allowed to take, say, cooked chicken and heat it up by the fireplace. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, when you heat something up by the fireplace, that's roasting. Why is this not usher because of Sliach or Bishel? We said something, you're not allowed to roast something that was cooked, you're not allowed to cook something that was roasted. He leaves this as a kasha. The Chazon Ish answers that the Isser of Tzliach or Bishel is only when you change its flavor. The fact that you warmed it up by the fireplace is not Sli. What makes it Sli, roasted, is if it gets a roasted taste. So that if you hold it by the fireplace till it tastes roasted, that would be Tzliach or Bishel and would be Asa. But if all you're doing is warming yourself up, then it's going to be Mutter.